This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate, you know, the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. There is definitely smarter people than I am in that chat room. No kidding. If you go up to the website, right, we've got a live chat room there. We have an old-fashioned chat room. That's right. Bring your walkers. And or if you're up on the Facebook feed, that's fine as well. But I do appreciate all the conversation you have. I appreciate the time that you spend in there conversing with each other, talking about what I'm talking about. Sometimes you guys talk about recipes, which is just amazing. Just amazing. Anyway, if you do go to the website, give me your email address, you know, and we send out an email once or twice a week, mostly once a week. It lets you know who's going to be coming on, who our sponsors are. I'd love for you to support our sponsors. Always appreciate that. It's just so much happening there in the email, and it gives you information. You don't want it anymore. You think it's too much. Just kill it. It's that simple. And you don't go to jail for killing email. It just doesn't happen. Democrats are on the war path. They're actually warning, you know, I mean, this is serious. These people are serious. They're warning immigration officers that following illegal Trump orders, you'll not be safe. Now, here's what I find interesting about this. What illegal orders have they followed? Do these guys that were electing the Congress, these guys were electing the Senate, do they not know the Constitution? Do they not know the law? Most of them don't. It's very obvious when you see what they have to say or when you hear them. The Democrat lawmaker issued a startling warning to government officials involved in illegal deportations that they will not be safe. What's an illegal deportation? There are guidelines. If they follow the guidelines, just because you get a judge, a liberal judge, to decide what you're doing is wrong and puts a stay on it, doesn't mean it's illegal. But here's the spin. You will not be safe from future punishment when Donald Trump is no longer president. That's a threat. Right? I mean, think about this. What they're telling them is there'll be nobody there to protect you for upholding the law. These guys are real pieces of work, aren't they? And where did this have? What? Well, there's nobody around, or many people don't remember. But remember what the Nazis did, right? The soldiers said they were just following orders. It didn't hold up in court, did it? If you're a U.S. government official and you are deporting Americans, he warned. Arizona Democrat Representative Ruben Gallego tweeted early Thursday, when the worm turns, you will not be safe because you were just following orders. You do not have to take part in illegal acts ordered by the president's administration. The man couldn't find the Constitution to save his life. Right? Citizens, they're going to say, citizens that have their papers demanded, then confiscated, and then put in detention and ordered into deportation procedures. He said, this is just happening over and over again. I don't buy it. I'm not hearing much of that happening, unless they're phony papers, and that's happening a lot. Gallego's comments go beyond those of the other Democrats, even those who've called for confronting Trump administration officials in public. Chris Crane, the president of the National ICE Council, which represents thousands of ICE employees, accused Gallego of inciting violence against them as they enforce the nation's laws to keep our community safe. They don't want, listen, if they wanted the community safe, Gallego, go to Chicago. If you want our city safe, it's not allowing more people to come here illegally. It's not allowing more of the MS-13 gang members in. It's not pounding on our law enforcement officials not to do what you find distasteful. I mean, come on, seriously. Change the laws. You don't like them? Change the laws. But because you don't have any power, because the people as a whole are not on board with you, you're going to threaten an ICE agent. Good move. Smart move. See, I got some news for you, Mr. Gallego. I refuse to call you Representative Gallego because you're not representing us at all. You seem to be willing to represent people from outside the country, but you're not representing us. We'll just call you Mr. Gallego for now, right? Mr. Gallego, these guys, these police officers, are a group of family. Whether it's local police, ICE, the feds, yep. And again, as I've said a million times, we don't paint with broad brushes from the standpoint, you know, FBI agents, rank and file FBI agents are great people. The corruption's happened at the top, where they think they have all the power. But the street agents, the street cops, they're all family. You start pounding on those ICE agents, you're just going to bring all kinds of stuff down on you. And they think this is simply somebody saying to them, hey, you know, we're doing the orders that were given us by the Trump administration. It's not how it works. Come on, think this through. They are upholding the law. Unlike the last administration who totally ignored the law. Spokesman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement wouldn't comment on it openly. There have been growing calls from Democrats in recent months to abolish the agency. Who else is going to take over? There's nobody putting anybody in place. They're not talking about a replacement. They just want to wipe it out, right? Now, the State Department spokesman blasted a Washington Post report saying passport denials in these cases have actually declined under this administration. Both George Bush and Barack Obama's administrations reportedly denied passports to people delivered by midwives in Texas. Go figure that one out. See, they don't want the truth. They just want to make it look a certain way. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
You gotta love your little Rodney. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I love this guy, and I hope you do too. And we've got a giveaway we're gonna work on here in a few minutes. I'll let you know all about it, but I don't want to give it away because I want you to listen, and I want you to pay attention. All right, we're back, and listen, I found him, we corralled him, and I've got him duct taped in a secret location. I'd say I have him hermetically sealed, like from the old days, but he'd be dead by now, you know, what can I tell you? Evan Sayet joins me. I always have such a good time when he's on with me. He's a commentator, author, stand-up comedian this week. And listen, if you're in the northern Los Angeles or the Ventura County area, and you'll know what I'm talking about if you're from the area, but you want to head over to the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club because Evan's going to be there this weekend, Sunday, September 2nd. You know, I checked the place out. They've got food there. I don't know how good it is, but it looked really good. And for $20, I mean, it's a $20 ticket. How? You know what? Skip, what's that fancy coffee place you guys go to? Skip that place one time believe me. And you'll have enough money to go for the show. It's more, matter of fact, if you charge you $50, you'd still be getting one heck of a deal. Evan's also written a book called Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. He's working on his second book. I'll let him talk about that in a second. He also, now I'm going to screw this up, but I'm going to try. He has the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website, and I got to tell you something. Take the time to watch it, to view it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a classic that should stay front and center for quite some time to come. Evan, thanks for being with me.
It's always my pleasure. And you know what's amazing about that talk to the Heritage Foundation?
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago now, and I still get probably on average an email a day. I mean, just discovered it. Most important thing I've ever seen in my life. And so, you know, even though it's a little bit old, if you get a chance to see it, it's called Regurgitating the Apple, and it's on the Heritage Foundation website. It's on my website, evansayit.com.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, truth never gets old, and you hit a lot of points in that lecture that still apply today, and it still will open people's eyes on how to handle others on the left. You know, I was using you and a few others as an example the other night of that walk away movement, right? Because my listeners get a little uptight with me when I go on CNN and places like that. They go, why do you bother? They're not going to listen to you. They're just going to make fun of you. You know what? Look at the walk away movement, number one. Then look at guys like, you know, Evan Sayet, Anne-Marie Morrell. I mean, we could go down a whole list of people that moved from liberal to conservative because they saw how nasty and hateful that other side can be, right?
Well, that's it. Your job at CNN isn't to convince Chris Cuomo or Don Lemon. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
But it's to plant that seed. And if you're not there, that seed doesn't get planted. And I just think, as you just pointed out, but I can name you a dozen. I can name you two dozen or more people who started out on the left. And as they learned more, as they experienced more, as they got smarter, as they got wiser, became conservatives. I can't name you anybody who was a conservative who, as they learned more, said, you know, liberalism is the right way to go. You almost everybody starts out leaning left as a kid, because as a kid, you don't know the facts. As a kid, you still believe in utopia. As a kid, you still have mommy and daddy there to protect you. And once you enter the real world and you experience things, you test the theories you learned against reality, and nobody moves from right to left. Nobody.
Yeah, and if they do, we need to check their meds. You know, that's kind of where my mind is at anyhow. So, you know,
well, that's why they want free meds. I'm telling you, that's why they're concerned about pre-existing conditions, because liberalism is a pre-existing condition.
You know that in the early days, I never allowed anybody to say anything like that about libs. I go, no, it's just a different way of thinking of it. You know, as the years have gone on, and I've done this show, and I've had them on the show, and I've been on their shows, I'm going, my God, this is almost like a sickness. It is those people that are on a far progressive socialist left.
It's not almost like a sickness. It is a mental illness. And we got to be very careful here. I don't mean liberalism, lowercase l liberalism.
Right.
The truth is that liberalism has always been the American way. That's why we're called the liberal democracy. And the reason conservatives are lowercase l liberals is because what we seek to conserve is that liberal democracy. It's the left that seeks to overthrow a liberal democracy and replace it with their fascist ideology. And it really is a mental illness. The mental illness is this. It is narcissistic personality disorder. And this has been recognized since the very beginning of the modern liberal era, since the 1970s, when Tom Wolfe called it the me decade, and when Christopher Lash wrote The Narcissist, The Culture of Narcissism. And it's only gotten worse, and I'm not making this up. These are numbers that are Dr. Gene Twenge at the University of Southern, not San Diego, UCSD, has researched. She's the expert on it. And so here's the question. Why should this mental illness that has existed since the dawn of time, afflicting almost no one, suddenly become prevalent, then dominant, and now epidemic in the modern liberal era? And Joe, the reason is because they were morally and intellectually retarded at the level of the five-year-old child. You know that from my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. Well, narcissism is the natural state of the five-year-old child. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Mommy, look at me, look at me. Right? usually, as you mature, you grow out of the narcissism stage. But since the modern liberal never matures morally or intellectually, he stays forever locked in that narcissistic stage, and it becomes a mental illness as you grow older and you don't mature.
Wow. And you're seeing a lot of that at the basic level from these people, again, even as they get older. And look at what's this 28-year-old out of New York. I keep forgetting her name. You know who I'm talking about, right? I mean, she hasn't got a clue of reality, yet she's sure she knows everything there is to know.
And the same is true of the Hollywood actors who, and by the way, it explains why their language is so vulgar, because children are titillated by vulgarity. Say the word poop in front of a 5-year-old and he's going to laugh hysterically. Right?
A 58-year-old, I'm laughing hysterically at.
Right? Well, because,
I can see it. Yeah, right.
He just don't expect to hear from the word poop from an intellectual like me.
There you go. That's true. Hey, listen, let's get the audience time to stop laughing, too. We're coming up on a break when we come back. I want to talk to you a little bit about the history of comedy and truly the effect it's had in politics, because it's had a big effect in politics over the years. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Evan Sayet, duct taped in a secret location. Don't worry about it. He'll be back with us right after the break.
Yeah, you know what? Not only is he duct taped, I won't even let him out of the room. We've screwed the room door closed. I don't get him on that often. But Evan has been at this for years, and he's got a great story. And someday we're going to bring him back on and have him talk about how he made a change. What do you call himself? A 912er? I think it was when he saw what his party was doing, what his team was doing to America the day after 9/11, he switched. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. I'll be back with us after the break. Don't go far.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We are putting your great Indiana coal miners and steel workers back to work.
President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue rally in Evansville, Indiana.
We're reclaiming our nation's proud manufacturing heritage and putting tariffs on foreign producers who cheat our workers and cheat our companies. Not fair.
The flag-draped casket carrying John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. Secretary of Defense James Mattis escorting wife Cindy McCain, the children of the late senator, also on the tarmac. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get back to it. My buddy Evan Sayet joins us. We're back at it again, and yes, I have him duct taped in the chair. Evan Sayet joins me. He's a commentator, author, stand-up comedian. At least this weekend, he's going back to his stand-up. But we need guys like him. It's an afternoon of political comedy starring Evan Sayet. That's Sunday, September 2nd at 4 o'clock. Get there a little early. You want to get a nice seat. You want to have something to eat. And maybe, just maybe, he'll come by the tables and you can buy him a drink. I'm sure he won't turn you down. It's at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. That's in Ventura County, California. You can, I'm sure you guys have access to that Google thing, so you can Google the place, okay? We'll put up a way to get tickets. We're gonna do a little giveaway in a little bit, but we have a way for you to get tickets. We're gonna put that up on our website. We'll put it up on our email. I want you to see him. I want you to take a time. If you've never heard him before, you've never seen him before, Google and find out more about him, but go out to this event if you're in the California area. He's also written a book called Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. I used to joke with him going, the modern liberal doesn't have a mind to think with. But then he schooled me, and now I know better. And Evan, always have fun when you're on with me.
Me too, Joe. And just let me clarify that, because you're right, but I'm right as well, which is there's thinking behind their rejection of thinking. See, to the modern liberal, thinking is an act of bigotry. Because anything you believe is going to be so tainted by your sex, by your height, by your weight, by your skin color, that the only way not to be a bigot is to never think at all. So they're capable of thought. They just reject it because they're not going to be bigots.
You know, you brought it up before fascism, right? And I say, if you really think about these people, what they say and what they want us to do, they are the true fascists. But when you see the elites speaking at you, not to you, not with you, but at you, you realize that really at the foundational level here, these people actually believe because that they're smarter than you, they're more educated. You just do what they say, and you'll be just fine, right?
Well, you know, you're touching now on the book I'm working on, which is called Countering Culture: The Left's War Against Humanity, and they really. There were four utopian ideologies that came out of the 20th century. All right. Now, we would differ on what paradise might look like, but the idea was that if only they were empowered, there would be paradise on Earth. The four were communism, National Socialism and Fascism and Modern Liberalism. And they all are, they're all left-wing ideologies. And by the way, they can only be left-wing ideologies because you need big government in order to enforce a utopia. You know, so the right doesn't seek a utopia. In fact, the right is the antithesis of big government. So such things as National Socialism, Communism, and Fascism, and Modern Liberalism can only come from the left. And you'll notice it's big government. You'll notice it's Big Brother. You'll notice it's limitations on speech. It's violence. They're not brown shirts. Now they're called Antifa.
Yep.
But if you go down the list of things that the other three left-wing utopian ideologies of the 20th century did, modern liberalism is exactly the same.
Yeah, it is just amazing to me. I saw Dinesh's recent movie. I know you did, too. As well, and you know, when you look at that,
and you see
the similarities between you.
Oh, they are first of all, at the very start, all four of them need to destroy Western civilization. Any revolution has to first destroy the existing order. This is why the National Socialists and the leftists in America were allied. It's why the communists and the leftists in America were allied. It's why the fascists and the leftists in America were allied. And by the way, it's why all four of them are allied with the Islamists. Because they too want to destroy Western civilization and replace it with their utopian ideology where everybody lives under Sharia law in a global caliphate. And in World War II, the Germans, even though they hated Semites, obviously they hated Semites, they had nothing in common with the Islamists, except the Islamists wanted to destroy Western civilization to replace it with their utopian ideology. Hitler was very happy to have them ally with him until Western civilization was destroyed, then he would deal with them. And it's the same thing with the modern liberal. Right now, they are allied with the Islamicists, those who seek a global caliphate, and they hate the Jews. And the Soviet Union singled out the Jews, and the Democratic Party today singles out the Jews.
Yeah, it is amazing. And it's amazing. I was sitting with a young Jewish woman who came back. This is, by the way, people, this is not the history of comedy, but I was sitting with a young Jewish woman who just got back from Israel, and I was asking her, because she was very young, and her take on what's taking place there, and she's a college girl. I said, why is it that your generation, you young people, you accept this anti-Semitism that's going on all over college campuses all across the country? Do you not understand what took place and truly what it means? And she said, you know, I've thought about that. I have had a grandmother that survived one of the camps. And she said, I think it's because we can't touch them anymore. They're not around. To us, it's a story in a book. I thought that was really interesting that it's in a book, so therefore it's just a story. It's not real anymore.
Right.
You know?
Well, look, one of the things about leftism, modern American leftism, if you look at John Lennon's song Imagine, and one of the things he says in Imagine is, imagine all the people living for today. Well, the Holocaust happened yesterday, so it's just not something that's in their mindset, not in their thinking. What's in their thinking is right now there's not peace in the Middle East. The Palestinians are in a bad way. It must be the Jews' fault, and so they accept it. You know, in the book The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, it explains that when you give up reasoning, when you are forced to accept that all things, all people, all cultures, all religions, all forms of governance are equally right, then success is unjust. Why should a person, a country, a nation, a religion, a culture succeed if it's not better than anything else? So the left has hatred for anything that succeeds. And anything that succeeds greatly, they have great hatred for, which is why their greatest hatred is for America, and their second greatest hatred is for this miraculous little nation of Jews that creates Nobel Prize-winning scientists and symphony orchestras. If the Jewish culture isn't better than the Islamic culture, then why do the Jews have symphony orchestras and the Islamists have crap?
No, it's a valid point. And you know what? They get millions, the Palestinians get millions and millions of dollars in aid from us and others. Where are the new schools? I always say the same thing. Just think at a rudimentary level. I only have a high school education. Where are the new schools? Where are the new hospitals? When do you see them opening up these wonderful little places with this money where kids can go and be safe? You don't. You don't see any of that.
There's a very telling story. When the Israelis pulled out of the Gaza Strip, and they did it unilaterally. They got no concessions from the left, but supposedly that was going to ease the tension with the Palestinians. And when the Israelis pulled out, they left behind some state-of-the-art hothouses in which to grow flowers to sell. The first thing the Palestinians did was destroy them because they'd been touched by Jews.
God bless America. It's just amazing. And you can't get... If you bring this stuff up, what happens, right? You're a hater. You're nasty. You don't really know what you're talking about, right?
Here's the good news. There was a sign that used to pop up at Tea Party gatherings from time to time. It said, it doesn't matter what this sign says, you'll still say it's racist. Well, given that they're going to call you racist, homophobe, xenophobe, misogynist, given that they're going to call you these names no matter what, then you might as well speak the truth.
That's right.
And the really good thing is the kids on the college campuses these days, the ones who just keep their mouths shut and give the professor whatever he wants because they just want to get their diploma, they're listening to people like Jordan Peterson on tape. They're listening to people like Ben Shapiro. They're downloading my stand-up. They're downloading my speeches. And it's almost like the old days of the underground where they're passing it around to each other going, here's the truth. We're not allowed to speak in this fascist environment.
I know. Just to be, hey, we got to go for a quick break. And then, people, when we get back, I will force him to talk about the history of comedy. I'm sure. Not a problem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, people. Get your coffee. You know, never. I tell you, we're going to get to this. We're going to get to the history of comedy, I promise. But I also want you to know, we're giving away two tickets to the event. So if you're going to be in Los Angeles or Ventura County this weekend, you can win two tickets to his event. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. to see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. and there is no free ride. Edgar Winter for you older people. No, you older people would know that, for you younger people. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back at it. Evan Say It. We're back. I've got Evan Say It with me. I'm about ready. He's worked his way through the duct tape. We're not going to have him much longer here. He's a commentator, author, stand-up comedian, at least this weekend. And listen, here's what we're going to do. I'm not making this easy for you guys. The 30th email that I get, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, I will give you two tickets for his concert. Listen to me. It is a concert, I guess. This weekend, he's going to be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. It's in Ventura, California, in case you couldn't figure that one out. September 2nd, 4 o'clock. Get there a little early. Have some dinner there. It looked like a nice eatery. I'm going to be there, too. Not that you want to meet me, but, you know, at least Evan will be there. I'll be there as his sidekick. I'll pick up the stuff he drops on the floor. Won't be a problem. Anyway, I'm telling you, you've got to hear him. You've got to come out and enjoy this. So if you're not north, not listen to me. I went back to Boston. If you're not the area of Los Angeles, drive a little further. You can head over to Ventura County, and you can have yourself, you and your honey can have a nice night there. And again, Evan is the author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. He's working on another book. He also has the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website. And take some time to listen to that. I'm telling you, you will enjoy it. And Evan, let's hit on the history of comedy and truly and the effect it's had on politics, if you would.
Yeah, look, comedy has been around, obviously, from day one. I mean, back in the ancient kingdoms, the king had a jester there. The difference was, back then, the jester knew he was a fool. Today, they think that they're absolute geniuses, and that was never the case before. They always knew, you know, Moe, Larry, and Curly knew that they were stooges. That's the problem with Jimmy Kimmel and the people on the left host late night talk shows and whatnot. And Jimmy Kimmel said, he was asked, why are all the late night talk show hosts liberals? He said, well, because it takes a certain degree of intelligence to host a late night talk show. That's not why. It's because all the conservatives are in bed at 11:30 because they have to go to work the next day. Right? So the only people up to watch Jimmy Kimmel at 11:30, 12:30, 1 in the morning are people who don't have jobs. Of course they're going to be liberals. It's the same reason that Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and the others, why The View is on at 9 in the morning, because at 9, everybody with a job has already left. So of course they're going to be liberals. Who else is watching this but people who don't have jobs?
That's great. That's a great observation, seriously.
But here's the thing. All right, you can think you're a genius for being a comedian. First of all, it's the only job in the history of the world where the client is required to drink. All right, I think that's why there are so many bad comedians. The audience is drunk. I think there'd be more bad cars on the road if before a test drive you had it down a few.
You're right. You'd be going, that's why, go early, have a few drinks, warm up, and then we come out.
Well, that's why we have a warm-up act. That way you're sober during him. Just make sure to get drunk during the first 15 minutes. You know, you're watching one of these comedians, and she's not funny, but then you have a drink, and you go, oh, she's okay. Then you have a second drink, and you go, she's pretty good. Then you have a third drink, you go, my God, Kathy Griffin is amazing.
Oh, God. So when it comes to these comedians, okay, the late-night comedy especially, I mean, truly, when you look at over the years, I mean, go back to the days of George Carlin and probably before him. You know, I love George Carlin's comedy, and there's a lot of truth. You listen to what he said back then, and look what's happening today, right?
And you would think that Carlin would be a conservative today, right? Because true liberalism, and that's what he was. He was a lowercase L liberal. True liberalism is now on the conservative side of things. And part of the problem the left has is that in comedy, words are important, obviously. But with the left, there are so many words you're not allowed to use now, so many words you're not allowed to say, that all they can say now is Trump is Hitler. That's their big joke, Trump is Hitler. You know, go back 8 years, it was Bush is Hitler. Go back before that, Reagan is Hitler. There's absolutely nothing else they can say because everything else they say would be out of bounds these days. You know, they can't even present the vagina monologues now. It has to be called the front hole monologues.
Oh, my God. You know why? This is going to be.
I know why. It's their back hole.
I'm not going to do a dirty joke when I'm saying they're going to. Well, it's not inclusive enough. Vagina is not inclusive. Okay. Whatever. I'm not even going
right,
there.
So they, what are they going to march down the street dressed as now?
front holes, I guess. No.
Right?
Oh. They really don't see how ludicrous some of these things are. They really don't see this, or are they just so hell-bent on their right and we're wrong, no matter how asinine they got, whatever they got going is?
I suspect two things are happening at the same time, which is as the left continues to expose itself, whether it's CNN being caught in more and more hysterical lies or whether it's the college professors saying the most moronic things, the less they are believed. And the less they are believed, they have two choices then. They can start to say believable things, but the second CNN tells the truth, it's the end of the Democratic Party. So the only thing they can do is double down on their lies. And the only thing the college professor can do is double down on the ridiculousness of whatever they're claiming. It never ends because they always have to justify their failures. You know, there's a bit I used to do, and I hope I can remember it. But it's when you're arguing that 2 and 2 is 4, you don't have to be very smart. I mean, all you have to do is grunt and point to the results. But when you're always arguing that 2 and 2 is 8, you now have to come up with an explanation as to why everybody else thinks it's 4, because they're octophobes. You know, they hate the number 8. And then you have to come up with some explanation for why everything you do based on 2 and 2 is 8 fails. And so they have to be stunningly clever, but completely wrong. And the example that I give of this is the entire movie Forrest Gump. The entire point of this movie was that Jenny, who was smart and articulate and attractive, and she did everything the liberal intellectuals told her to do. She tuned in, turned on, and dropped out, like Timothy Leary said, and she almost commits suicide while high on drugs. All right, she believes in social justice, man. She joins the Black Panthers, and they beat her up. And she doesn't believe she believes in free love, like they taught her, and she dies of AIDS. Everything the liberals told her to do, she did. And I think the entire point of the movie Forrest Gump is that the smartest liberal is stupider than a mentally recharged conservative.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point that you brought up. I mean, I'm thinking about that movie as a whole. You're right. It showed you all the I mean, for real, it showed you, if you have two brain cells to rub together, all the downsides of what that kind of liberalism brings on, didn't it?
And conversely, how easy it is to be a conservative. Be good to your mother, honor your mother and father, serve your country when you're called, be good to your friends like he was to Bubba Gump, keep your word like he did after he got rich with Apple stocks and brought it down to Bubba's family. I mean, it really doesn't take a lot to be a good conservative, to be a good person. It takes a lot to march down the street dressed as a vagina screaming that you want respect.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I have a friend. No, I have a friend on Friday nights, too. He's a gay talk show host. And I always said to him, I'm not making fun of you, man, but what are you proud of at a gay pride parade when some of those, can you really say you're proud of some of those people who claim to be part of your clan? And he just goes, no, don't get me in trouble, because no, just no. And you're thinking, you know,
right,
you're a homophobe if you won't go to one of the gay pride parades and look at some of the things they do at those parades, you know?
But this is what they're walking away from. All right, they're not necessarily yet embracing conservatism, but they are recognizing that their values are not represented by Sean Penn and by De Niro, who comes out and this great actor, this great, smarter and better than us, and all he can yell is F Trump and get screams of applause.
I know.
from fellow liberals.
You know, and again, not taking a shot at your industry, but Red Skelton, who I just still today think he's just a funny, funny man, and he came out one day and he just said, you know, it's starting to get sad that you're seeing more and more young comics come out and think that the cheap language that gets them a laugh is the way to go. You don't have to do that. And he's so, I think he's so right. I felt personally.
But he's right, but the problem is, when you have so degraded the language, when you have so degraded the art, when you have so degraded the intellect, when you literally are morally, intellectually retarded at the level of the 5-year-old child, then you can't do clever. You know, you pick your boogers and show it to your classmates, and they laugh. And that's,
you know,
the level.
You want to hear the rest of this? Another 4 to 5 minutes to this, and I love this guy. So later on, we're going to put the whole interview up on the website. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you. Have a safe rest of the day, and God bless.